Well, we have quite a crew in here with us now. We have four of the new Catholic priests in the Manhattan area, and really excited about this portion to get a better chance to know all four of you. Father Kerry Neinmeyer with Seven Dolors, Father Frank Cody of Thomas More, and also Father Mike Demkovich, St. Isidore, also Carlos Ruiz with Seven Dolors. And I guess we'll lead off with Father Kerry. I know you kind of helped me organize this group, and I really do appreciate it because I thought it was time for us to get to know. I know we had Scott Holzhoff from Manhattan Catholic Schools had mentioned last month when he was on that you were all arriving and how much excitement there was, and here you are. And I guess, Father Kerry, if you don't mind sharing a bit about yourself, where you come from, what you think of the Manhattan area so far.
Well, this is my second time to the Manhattan area, or really third time. Memory is going. But I was here from 1975 to 1981 as a parochial vicar or a pastoral associate. And then I was here from 1991 to 1995 at St. Thomas More. And a bad apple always returns. So I am back to Seven Dolors and glad to be back. I had a very, very good experience in Manhattan at Seven Dolors the previous two times. And my first parish as a new priest was at Seven Dolors, and that was a very exciting time for me. So it feels good. I'm coming here from Junction City, and I have spent most of my priesthood in Salina.
Well, very good. Father Frank Cody, we'll let you talk next, and I know a big welcome that way to St. Thomas More, and kind of a bit about yourself, too.
Well, my only acquaintance with the Manhattan area was my first assignment was Junction City. And I was there for 8 years, and so I was in Manhattan a lot. Most of my priesthood has been in Salina, and I'm coming here directly from Sacred Heart Cathedral, where I was pastor prior to this.
Okay. And I know that Father Mike Demkovich and Carlos Ruiz are sharing a mic, so we'll kind of intersperse this here. But Father Mike, I guess we'll lead off with you, St. Isidore's, and a bit about yourself, too. And I saw a very impressive biography of some of the different things that you've done and things that you're working on. But if you want to briefly share with us, that would be great.
I'd be happy to. Unlike these other fine fellows, I am a member of a religious order, the Dominicans, and this is the first time the Dominicans are serving here in Manhattan. And we're very grateful to the bishop and the diocese for allowing us to do that. I am coming here from spending time in St. Louis, where I taught at our theologate and then also worked for a foundation. But home is really Albuquerque, New Mexico. So this is a kind of a into the heartland of America for me. So I'm enjoying it. And I think you were asking what about Manhattan?
Yeah, what do you think about Manhattan? I mean, if you're from the Albuquerque area, I'm sure it's quite different for you, huh?
Well, it is. But the other day I was driving back from Salina, and I took the kind of more scenic route through the back areas and that. What I was struck by is how this could be in some of the mountains in New Mexico if you're not really aware of where you are. It's hillier than I thought it was going to be, and just really lush, beautiful valleys here.
Being in Kansas most of my life, and I've traveled all over the country, but everyone always thinks Kansas is flat, and it's really not. I mean, western Kansas is flat, but this part of the – and I come from Atchison. Mm. So, I mean, there's, you know, of course – yeah, definitely very hilly there on the river bluffs. But I guess, and also Father Carlos Ruiz with Seven Dolors, we welcome him. We weren't expecting him. It's very good to have him here today. And, you know, maybe a bit, and just go ahead and pull that mic around real close to you where we can talk to you in more detail. And Father Carlos, what do you think of the Manhattan area? Where do you come from?
Well, actually, I was born and raised in Mexico. I came into the country in the year 2000, and I got ordained for the Salina Diocese in the year 2003. After that, I spent 9 years at the cathedral in Salina. After that, I was assigned to St. Francis, Kansas, far western Kansas, you know? So I come from there, 3 years there, and I came into the Manhattan area. Well, this is for me like a new experience completely, because I've never been before in Manhattan.
Well, I'm just going to hazard a guess that our Spanish-speaking Catholics probably are very appreciative to have you. I'm guessing that you're able, because I know there is quite a contingent in the Manhattan area of Spanish-speaking folks, so it's great to have you, and I guess, you know, you'll be helpful that way, too.
Well, that's what I'm here for, you know, to assess the needs of the Hispanics in this area. And, of course, well, being able to assess the needs of American Catholics.
Now, Father Carey, you know, I know that there's transitions frequently, you know, when we have different folks come in. This seems like quite a large, jump. I mean, this has been a huge transition with all the different parishes really basically in town. And, I mean, is that typical or is this a little bit unusual?
It's a little bit unusual, but our normal move date is July 1. So we sometimes joke if there's an accident on July the 1st, it'll be two priests moving, running into each other. We have a bishop who's been here for 3 years, and so he now is comfortable with us, knows us very well, and so I would say this was his mark upon the diocese and what he wants to see for the future of the diocese. And some of those have been delayed in coming for some time, too, because of the transition.
Now, Father Frank, I know you're probably all kind of trying to hit the ground running as much as you possibly can, but I imagine there's some challenges when you started a new location and just maybe some of the things initially you've been able to accomplish and maybe things that you hope to accomplish further down the road.
Well, I guess my first thought is that much of it has already been accomplished for me. It's a very highly structured, organized, active parish, and I've been kind of struck with the amount of energy and activity that's there, and which is somewhat different from the cathedral, which is an older parish mostly, and it's not inactive by any means, but the energy level is just not quite what it is at Thomas More, and I've been really impressed and energized with that.
We do want to remind our listeners, too, that we, as always, welcome phone calls. We have four Catholic priests in here with us today. So ask away if you'd like, 537-1350, within reason. We're welcoming them today, and that's the main thrust of this, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. Before we go to break, I don't know, Father Mike, you kind of want to share with us, some of your goals and challenges that you're facing there at St. Isidore.
Well, there's another Dominican along with myself, so there are really two of us at St. Isidore's, Father Bob Berry. And part of what this first month in any assignment is you learn the lay of the land, and that's always the challenge. And particularly that we are a religious order that have not been here in the diocese before, it's allowing people to come to know us and us to come to know them. So the people have been incredibly kind and generous and warm in receiving us. So that's the benefit. We are preparing for students' arrival, and so the university is going to kick into gear. So that's going to be another moment in which energy is going to be accelerated.
Well, let's go ahead and go to that break. It is now 9:41. We'll come back and we'll, of course, talk to Father Carlos Ruiz probably next to kind of make the rounds here. But do encourage your phone calls, 537-1350. Again, we have with us a new Catholic priest in the Manhattan area, Father Carey Neinmeyer, Frank Cody, Mike Demkovich, and Carlos Ruiz. You're listening to In Focus.